fishing. I'm back. Again, apologies for being irregular in podcasts over, especially I think the last 2-3 weeks. It's been a very intense time. Last night, around midnight, I sent off the last of my reread manuscripts for editing, so there are other things that will need to be done with this book, that I need to do with this book, but they're not so intense. And I'm looking forward to the future books, which are a different category in terms of the type of brain power and energy and attention that they require. This philosophy and constant, nonstop, hundreds and hundreds of pages. It's very draining, mentally very tiring. Really requires a lot of focus and attention. Other things are sort of in a different vein. Although transcendentally they're the same. Just to let everyone know, who got some sort of disappointed comments about being disconnected about 2/3 of the way through our talk this Sunday, that will not happen again anymore. Either we will be in the temple room and not outside, and we'll be projecting on landline, or we will sort the problem to be able to do it outside. But otherwise, our apologies again. But, you know, we're not living in a metropolis here. We're sort of at the end of the world. And now you have to sort of factor that in. I have a question here from Ashalata, who asks quite simply, she's referring to the lecture that I gave, part of which was attentiveness. So she's asking, don't you need to have love in order to be attentive? And my answer, spoken quietly, is a very loud no. Not at all. That's a misunderstanding. Attentiveness means controlled mind and controlled senses. Controlled mind, controlled senses are not spiritual things. They're not, or at least they're not part of Sarup Bhakti or a pure devotional service. They are adjuncts to it. Pure devotional service means Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. And mind control is a, you could say, spiritual function or religious function that is a requisite for successful spiritual life, but it isn't that it requires some spiritual perfection in order for its attainment. For instance, we know well that gyanis, yogis, they control their minds. We're talking about chanting Hare Krishna and having a controlled mind to chant Hare Krishna, but hatha yogis also control their mind. We're just meditating on the holy name. They're meditating on something else. Really, we're not doing much different. They have faith in Om, or they have faith in breathing, whereas we have faith in Krishna. But that's in terms of what they're doing, that's really the only thing that's different. Their technique, asana, and so on, are very similar to, they have this Ashtanga Yoga, the eight limbs. These are very similar to our stages of devotional service practice. They're similar, not in terms of what's happening, but in terms of the types of discipline that are taking place, especially in the preliminary stages. Yama, niyama, asana, pratyahara, and so on. So they control their minds. And how do you control your mind? There's very well-established procedures of self-control and sense control, lifestyle, regulation, yama, niyama, what do you accept, what do you not accept, things that are acceptable to your goals, things that are not acceptable to your goals. These are things that devotees need to know. They need to live in a certain way. Otherwise, they will not be able to attain attentiveness, and without attentiveness, they're not going to be able to attain perfection. I'm about to speak of love. Of course, love is perfection, but the perfection of sadhana, you could say, is ecstasy. And that's why very often I've talked about what devotees read, what devotees see, reading other books that are not related to Krishna consciousness, movies, videos, uncontrolled internet, and so on. These things all have an impression that then makes attentiveness very, very difficult. So it's, you know, pouring water on the fire. What's the point? Boga and tyag and bog. So I'm enjoying and then I'm renouncing. I'm enjoying then I'm renouncing. That type of chanting doesn't work. That type of spiritual life doesn't work. There are two different, I mean, there's many issues regarding attentiveness, but there's two real categories. One is the past and the other one is the present. What I was just talking about the present, what we're doing now. So we have control over what we're doing now. At least we should not make our meditation any more difficult than it already is. And why is it already more difficult? Well, that's because of the past. Because we're not coming from sattvic families. Generally, we're not coming from the families of yogis and devotees. And therefore, we come with a baggage of karmic reactions, sinful tendencies. This is already enough for us to work with. And that we can't do anything about. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way we are. So what can we do? But this we can do something about. So at least we should not complicate our life. But we should have that lifestyle. We should have that sense of surrender. We should have that type of regulated lifestyle that helps us regulate our senses and minds, and that facilitates attentiveness, which is something that we should be able to increasingly see as we chant Hare Krishna. Now, how will I know that I'm becoming more and more attentive? Well, obviously, one thing is that your mind's not running off here and there, and that's the negative aspect. But the positive aspect is that the holy name will begin to reveal its opulences, which is its name and its its forms and its qualities and pastimes and so on. So they come naturally by a properly organized and attentive lifestyle. And then even as one becomes very advanced, of course, what one goes into a whole different realm, those things that may have been favorable for reading and hearing at a beginning stage, intermediate stage of Krishna consciousness, they are left aside later on. For instance, devotees want to go back to Godhead, they want to go to Krishna, they want to develop their love for Krishna. That means that at a certain point, reading Mahabharata, reading Ramayana, and Puranas and so on, they will not be attracted by these things and they will not do these things because for they don't necessarily focus on Krishna in a very explicit way, and they certainly don't focus on Krishna in the way that Srimad Bhagavatam does, which is through the process of pure devotional service. So that then becomes another type of attentiveness. Generally, that's not what the questions are addressed to. They're addressed to the type of attentiveness where we're struggling with undevotional thoughts, not struggling with devotional thoughts. So, no, one doesn't need love in order to be attentive, but one needs to be attentive in order to attain love. Hare Krishna.